welcome to this week's episode of ProximoCast Industry News, bringing you the top stories across project and infrastructure finance. I'm your host, Naomi Wood, reporting to you from London, and today is the 19th of March. As we approach the end of March, it's time to submit all of your closed deals for Q1 of this year. Proximo Q1 league tables will be published in April. To ensure your firm is accurately represented, submit all your deals to us by the 31st of March. Email us at submissions@proximoinfra.com. And now for the news. Xura Resources will raise $64.73 million through a placement and entitlement offer for funding its Balama graphite operations in Mozambique and its US-based Verdalia project. Xura's largest shareholder and the country's top pension fund, Australian Super, have agreed to the conversion of a five-year unsecured convertible note issued in June 2019 and December 2023 into fresh shares in the lithium miner. Australian Super had committed to subscribing for all shares under the placement and taking up its full pro rata entitlement in the institutional entitlement offer, the company said. The placement would be at a fixed price of $0.55 per new share, which represented a discount of 19.1% to stock's last closing price on the 12th of March. Additional information has come to light regarding the financing of the Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum Solar Park in Dubai, UAE. Sponsored by Dubai Electricity and Water Authority at 60% and Mazda at 40%, the 1.8 gigawatt solar PV project has a total cost of up to $1.5 billion. The source close to the transaction confirms that the financing comprises $925 million of senior debt, giving the project a debt-to-equity ratio of roughly 60-40. The project has a long-term PPA with DEWA and a levelized cost of energy of 0.016215 per kilowatt hour. Liontown Resources has signed a $364 million debt facility to ensure its Kathleen Valley lithium project is funded through first production and ramp up to the 3 million tonnes per year base case. The syndication of lenders comprises Commonwealth Bank of Australia, National Australia Bank, Societe Generale, Export Finance Australia and the Clean Energy Finance Corporation. Liontown in January this year announced it was slimming the project debt it is raising for Kathleen Valley in Western Australia as spodumene prices plummeted, triggering significant reductions in lithium price forecasts. The company had previously signed a commitment letter and credit-approved term sheet with a syndicate of lenders for around $501 million debt funding package for the project, but Liontown said finalisation of the debt package had been hit by independent forecast pricing from spodumene, upon which the lenders' credit approvals were based. Kathleen Valley remains on schedule and budget to commence first production in the middle of the year. Blackstone Credit and Insurance, BXCI, has provided a $600 million senior secured credit facility for the development of Aligned Data Centers SLC-03 project in Utah. SLC-03 is a two-story, 80-megawatt built-to-suit project on the firm's hyperscale campus in West Jordan, which now houses three facilities. The credit facility is committed entirely via insurance accounts managed by BXCI's Infrastructure and Asset-Based Credit Division. Ørsted has agreed to divest an equity stake in a portfolio of four US onshore wind farms with a total capacity of 957 megawatts to Stonepeak for $300 million. Stonepeak will receive 80% of the cash distributions associated with the projects, while Ørsted will continue to operate the portfolio of assets. Ørsted will retain a unilateral call option for Stonepeak's interests that can be exercised under certain circumstances after the closing of the transaction. While structured differently, the transaction broadly corresponds to Ørsted's historical farm-down approach, in which ownership shares of existing operating assets are divested in order to recycle and redeploy capital for future value-creating projects. The partnership structure allows Ørsted to maximise capital redeployment while also retaining operational decision-making and long-term optionality around the portfolio. Excelsior Energy Capital is divesting a portfolio of 38 solar and solar plus storage projects to BlackRock's Evergreen Infrastructure Partners Fund. The sale is Excelsior's first exit from its inaugural fund, Excelsior Renewable Energy Investment Fund, IRP. The fund, which launched 7 years ago and attracted capital commitments above its 500 million target, has invested in solar, wind and battery storage projects across 10 US states. Fund assets support the generation of more than 3,000 gigawatt hours of renewable energy annually. The project portfolio consists entirely of operational solar and battery storage, distributed generation projects with a total nameplate capacity of 89 MWDC, which formed a distinct sub-portfolio within Excelsior's Fund 1. This made these assets suitable for an exit separate from Excelsior's other utility-scale assets held within the same fund. Excelsior was advised by Akin Gump, Morgan Stanley and KeyBank Capital Markets throughout the sale process. Latham & Watkins, KPMG, Natural Power and Thorndike Landing were advisors to BlackRock. Offtake agreements with Anglo American and Enel for the Aguas Pacifico desalination plant in Chile are in the process of being finalised. Aguas Pacifico is a subsidiary of Patria Infrastructure Fund 3. To be located in the Valparaiso region, the project will have Anglo American as an anchor offtaker, with Enel and Corbon also signing up long-term offtake agreements. Anglo American will use the water produced by the plant for its Los Broncos copper mine from 2025 onwards under a 20-year offtake agreement. Water will also be provided to the nearby communities of Colina and Tilto, benefiting approximately 20,000 people. Enel and Corbon will use the water for power station cooling. Anglo American is due to up the amount of water it purchases from the Aguas Pacifico project from 500 litres per second to 650 litres per second. This requires an amendment to its offtake agreement that is in the final stages of approval. At a later stage, Anglo American may consider negotiating a deal with ESVAL to swap 500 litres per second of water from Aguas Pacifico for 1,000 litres of treated wastewater, although this is not part of the amendment currently being reviewed. The wastewater would not be drinkable, but would be usable by Anglo American, while ESVAL would receive clean water for the desalination plant. Proceeding with the exchange would require the building of another small pipeline to supply the local communities with water, as water supplied to those communities could not be mixed with the treated wastewater from ESVAL. The offtake agreement with Enel is still being finalised due to discussions about precisely how much water Enel will require from Aguas Pacifico. The offtake agreement with Colburn has been concluded. The financing for the project recently reached financial close and is made up of around $820 million of senior debt, as well as debt service reserve LC facilities and a VAT facility. The transaction is structured as a 7-year mini-perm, but the debt sizing corresponds to that of a 20-year transaction, as refinancing risk has been deemed to be low. Financing is likely to be refinanced by the capital markets at a later stage. Syndication is understood to be substantially completed and disbursements have started, but only on the basis of capacity that has been officially contracted. Some future disbursements will be contingent on the offtake amendment with Anglo American and the offtake agreement with Enel being finalised. That's it for Proximo's top stories this week. Don't forget to send us your Q1 deals and head over to our website for all your project and infrastructure finance news, data analysis and events. Bye for now.